This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a straightforward piece of software that lets people exchange messages without adding charges from the phone company. But WhatsApp is huge overseas and growing. Facebook stock is currently down 0.3% after the social media company said it is buying WhatsApp for $19 billion. WhatsApp, until now, has preferred to keep its corporate profile on the down low. Reporters who've been in to interview the 37-year-old founder, Jan Koum, would meet him at offices in California that didn't even have a sign out front. Marketplace's Queena Kim has more.
WhatsApp is one of the fastest-growing apps in history. Jalak Jobinputra, a venture capitalist at Future Perfect Ventures, says most of WhatsApp's growth is happening outside the U.S.
So the WhatsApp customer, especially in the emerging markets in places like India, are very young.
But she says in emerging markets, WhatsApp also appeals to people of all ages because it's basically free texting. Ben Schachter is an analyst at Macquarie, and he says Facebook's larger strategy is to have competing apps that cover all the ways we communicate on mobile. The problem is WhatsApp's path to making money is unclear.
It's very hard to justify the price tag, given the lack of revenue, given the lack of disclosures around the future monetization potential.
There's also the fact that WhatsApp doesn't collect data and has nixed advertising on its app. Facebook, which takes exact opposite tact, says it'll honor WhatsApp's roadmap, but Schachter suspects that'll change in the future. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.